At the Environmental Charter Middle School in the Los Angeles community of Gardena, several hundred volunteers are building a play area, adding a touch of green with shrubs and bushes. Parent Jennifer Briseño says outdoor spaces are important.
Everyone needs a place to play, no matter how old they are.
Play lets kids engage the world, which they can't always do in the classroom, says school principal Cammie Kotler.
You know, they don't have those opportunities to play with sticks in the mud and to learn the really powerful lessons you learn when you get to do that.
The newly renovated Natural History Museum of Los Angeles County has also brought some exhibits outdoors. Kids learn about insects, birds, and reptiles in their natural environment, partly in a space that was once a parking lot. It's part of a new focus, says landscape architect Mia Lehrer.
You can enjoy the gardens, but also learn something if you are, you know, inspired to.
Los Angeles ranks far behind such cities as Minneapolis, New York, and San Francisco in public park space, according to a survey by the nonprofit Trust for Public Land. The Trust's Jody Delaney says outdoor spaces are important, especially for children.
Many of them spend 1% of their time in parks and 27% of their time watching television.
She says parks are also important for adults. They are places to relax, exercise, and get in touch with nature. A charity called Kaboom is behind this playground in the city of Gardena. The charity has built hundreds of playgrounds around the United States. Getting the community involved is making a difference, says Von Sigmund of CarMax, a seller of used cars. He brought 170 volunteers from his company to participate. He says parks and outdoor spaces are important for children, and his company and its workers have pledged to build a total of 30 playgrounds.
And it's the best place to go make friends, get fresh air, get some exercise.
This school now has a playground, adding to the outdoor green and play spaces that are so needed in Los Angeles. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.